70% of the most dangerous hazardous waste sites in the country are located within a mile of federally assisted housing. That's according to a new report from Earth Justice and Shriver Center on Poverty Law. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel tells us, the report says the federal government is doing little to keep lower-income neighborhoods safe from pollution.
East Chicago resident Akeisha Daniels says when she moved to the West Calumet Public Housing Complex, part of the USS-led Superfund site, no one told her about the lead and arsenic contamination. When her family and more than 1,000 other residents were forced to move out in 2016, she had trouble finding a new, safe home. She says the housing authority even tried to place her in another polluted area in Illinois.
Why would you take me from one contaminated site to another? But I guess it didn't matter because they let me move to zone 3, which is still part of the Superfund site.
Among other things, authors of the report say the Environmental Protection Agency needs to coordinate with housing officials to make sure residents are safe, better inform them of the risks of living near polluted sites, and involve them in the cleanup. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.